We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Just announced a tentative contract deal in the strike by TV and movie writers against major media companies. Sent to Writers Guild union members tonight, no details yet. The writers have been out since May, no agreement, and the walkout by actors. Writers have to approve the deal. Earlier, Katie Kilkenny, labor and media reporter with The Hollywood Reporter.
Everybody's on pins and needles to see how this is actually going to resolve, if this actually means the end of the strike. So it's a big moment in Hollywood.
The auto workers' strike against the big three companies continue. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on ABC's This Week.
There is a win-win future to be had, and that's what the president and the administration are urging the parties to reach.
Thousands of migrants arriving at the southern border each day, straining border cities. Human smugglers mislead migrants to think they'll simply just be let in, according to the new Border Patrol chief, Jason Owens. He's been on the job for 3 months now. This is ABC News. After Ophelia smashed into the mid-Atlantic coast this weekend, the next big storm to keep an eye on is Philippe. It's over 1,100 miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands, which are off the west coast of Africa. A continent where pockets of violence continue is where this man is.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin embarking on a swing through Africa and on Sunday meeting with U.S. service members stationed in Djibouti and Kenya. His visit comes at a time of turmoil in Africa with attempted coups in Gabon and Niger, while military leaders have taken over in Mali, Guinea, Burkina Faso, and Chad.
ABC's Inez de la Quintera. With Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers out of action after tearing his Achilles tendon on the field earlier this month, some players are blaming it on artificial turf. Data on grass versus artificial is inconclusive, says Cale Bigelow, a turf grass scientist at Purdue University.
What we know about natural grass fields is they're really, really good, and they're actually preferred by a lot of athletes in most circumstances, but they are limited by how much they can grow and recover.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We Are Local Music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on this Saturday evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Heavy, original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Connect with them now at weikert-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off Max Inc. Heavy with a triple double dip of the three bands playing at the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series on Sunday at noon at the High Noon Saloon. First up, two in a row from the Skin Tones. We'll kick it off with that mighty California Hangover. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Lying sun, lying sweat it out. Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
It's okay, some Saturdays are just all right. All right. Okay, some Saturdays are just all right. All right. Songs not just the same. Walking on a city street, alleys with brightly painted lanes. Headlights coming to a rest, hot top from traveling west, and watch the scratches from the brain. Escape or sit and melt away, a crumbling city named for saints. But here under the lake, there is a landscape. Here under the lake, we know who we are. We'll be right back. some Saturdays are just alright, alright. It's okay, some Saturdays are just alright, alright. Just can't wait. Okay, some Saturday.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everywhere. Live, live, live. I need you.
My goodness gracious. Fiber Weed on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Lid, a double dip of Fiber Weed. We heard Joyride before that. We did two from the Drunk Drivers as well, Saturdays and Weekend. And started off Max Inc. Heavy with two from the Skin Tones, California Hangover and the classic H-Bomb. Of course, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series is happening Sunday. That's tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're out of there by 4. And between 1 and 4, you're going to rock. This is going to be such a great show. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series presented by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated. Shop now at herbalaspect.com and hope to see you at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday. If you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy, the replay on Sunday, it was a great show. I hope you were there, because if you weren't, you missed a killer show. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Got tunes on the way from the Earthlings. Right now it's Faster, 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 and their latest one, Rabbit Hole. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
To the rabbit hole, classic kid intrusion. that she voted today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American made at Ignite.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. Matt Flynn, direct. Right, left, or center, Matt takes on all callers. Matt Flynn, direct. Weekday afternoons at 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series. Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison with special guest Fiberweed and the Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advanced tickets now at high-noon.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Place to go, resigned to video. Do you remember the outside? It feels like a past life. Drank the bottle at noon as a
your messages will have to suffice through lazy afternoons and sleepless nights. Here's hoping someday soon it's safe to stay in a crowded room and reunite. And remember the
Scorpion and Euphoria Rising on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Riot Bard before that with Introverts. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. It's Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. We got music on the way from Droids Attack. All Meridians just around the corner. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Two songs from the mighty Last Crack. And I want to know what your Essential Last Crack is. I'll give you details how to get that to me here shortly. Let's do some Iron Plow right now. Mr. Iommi. It's Max A. Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Mm-hmm. Sabbath that made us high. Your riffs are magic, it's bona fide. We feel your power, it is bizarre. Six strings on fire, godlike guitar. Mr. Iommi, play that guitar. Mr. Iommi, my ears are scarred. Mr. Iommi, play that guitar.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry...
ABC News, I'm Mark Remmel.